100 healthcare workers and advocates rallied outside Wilma Chan Highland Hospital in Oakland. Joined by elected officials, the rally was part of a statewide protest against congressional Republicans' plan to gut $880 billion from Medicaid before Memorial Day. The changes are part of President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, a sweeping legislative package introduced by House Republicans this month. According to a University of California Berkeley Labor Center study, the move would result in California losing 217,000 jobs. Oakland Mayor-elect Barbara Lee spoke at the rally, saying Oakland will be the lead city in saying hands off Medicare. She says the cuts will hurt millions of Americans.
Thank you for coming together to send a sounding, resounding message to Washington, D.C., to Donald Trump, and to the Republicans in Congress, and to everyone to follow our California Democrats, to follow their lead and say, no, we're going to fight back. We're going to say no to Medicaid, hands off of Medicaid, and we're going to say no to cutting $880 billion. That's outrageous. It's wrong. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's un-American.
Highland Hospital patient and accessibility advocate Vashti Hayes spoke on the impacts cuts to Medicaid will have from the perspective of a patient. She is a lifelong recipient of Medicaid and said she received life-saving care from the hospital. She said the hospital is at risk of closing if Medicaid funding is cut, and that it would devastate the community, and that this isn't just a local problem, that this can happen statewide. Hayes emphasized that healthcare is a human right and called on representatives to fight for it.
We all need healthcare, and we all deserve the dignity of receiving the care when we need it the most. So today, I urge lawmakers to listen to their constituents, people like me and people across California who rely on Medicaid to live.
State Attorney General Rob Bonta made an appearance at the rally as well. He said that he believes a society should be judged by how it treats its most vulnerable, and that the proposed cuts would be a failure. He said the cuts are not designed to save money, but rather to allow for tax cuts for the wealthy. Bonta calls Trump a repeat offender in violating the Constitution. He says during these times, it's important to remember that we the people have power.
We have agency in our future. We have a say. The people will have the first and the last word. The boss of Congress and the boss of the president are not Trump's billionaire buddies or greedy corporations. It is you and me and us, the people. Yeah. We will have the final word. Our country of, for, by the people. So we have a say, we have agency. There's a lot of chapters to be written in the story of California, the story of America, and we are gonna write it together.
House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson of Louisiana aims to codify cuts to Medicaid by Memorial Day. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Quayle.